When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
What's up, Marty? Let's see what we can do about you and Gwen, shall we?
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see.
Marty, come on. It's too early to sound that dejected.
Yeah, we got like at least 10 more minutes of this.
How did you guys meet?
All right, I'll try and pick it up. We met speed dating.
Say what now?
Yeah, so we met speed dating. It's where you show up somewhere and, you know, there's a bunch of guys and a bunch of women and you rotate partners and you're meeting a lot of people in a really short amount of time.
We're familiar with the concept, but there's speed dating in San Antonio?
Yeah, man. I mean, there's like different ones. I mean, they even have like different ones for different, you know, age groups and it's a whole thing.
Do you do this often?
Not often. I'd done it once before. Like one of my friends, you know, told me about it and, you know, I'm always on the lookout and it sounded awful. I mean, to be honest with you, but he like dragged me out, you know, kicking and screaming. It ended up being fun. So I went back again, you know, after that one fun time, knowing what to expect, you know, and I felt like I could focus on the people, you know, and less on like the process and the situation. So I went back and took another shot.
Right. Okay. All right. So talk to us. How does it work?
Yeah. So you meet Gwen.
Right.
And then are you allowed to leave together or I guess they'd like advise against that, right?
But
surely you can exchange numbers or information, right? Or no.
Yeah.
Like do you have to find
out someone's
interested in you later or what?
Well, basically, you know, the night ends after all this speed dating. You don't know anything. I mean, you might think
leave.
You're connected with somebody.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, you find out the next day, you know, if you connected with somebody.
Oh, man. That's brutal. You have to wait that long?
I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, just for me, I mean, I knew Gwen was, like, amazing. And as far as, you know, matching with her, that mutual attraction or connection, I mean, yeah. But I had to wait for my, you know, recap email the next day.
Wow.
Recap.
Well, so obviously it was good news. You matched with Gwen.
Yay.
What happens next?
Okay, so at that point, you get each other's contact information, and man, I couldn't ask her out fast enough, so I jumped, like, straight in.
And what did you guys do for the date?
Well, this honestly might be the beginning of the end for me. I mean, I probably could have done more. I don't, like, spontaneous, but we got dinner. I thought we needed an activity in there because, you know, for starters, we met speed dating, so there wasn't a lot of time there. She likes that sort of thing. And I obviously also wanted the date, you know, and me, you know, to be kind of, you know, more memorable.
Okay.
So I thought mini golf, you know, would be
oh,
fun.
Okay.
So, you know, it's corny, but, I'm awful at it. And I thought it might come across as endearing,
okay,
you know, or traditional. So,
right,
you know, I'm not some sore loser or something. So win or lose, whatever. I mean,
it's
it was either that
fun.
Or, you know, I could have taken her to the gym, you know, and used one of my guest passes, but,
I
didn't
do that. Yeah, don't
no.
do that.
I don't have many good ideas. As you can tell.
Do you not have a lot of hobbies then? I mean, it's not a knock, just like nothing.
Well, I just do the usual stuff. I mean, I work out, watch a lot of sports, you know, drink with my friends. I mean, I'm a dude.
Right. Well, did you have fun on the date at least? Like, what do you think about that?
I thought so. I thought it was great, but you know, yeah,
you're emailing us now, so
best sign.
Right. Yeah, that's my point exactly. and you know, now I've just noticed she's not really, you know, responding to me really on text, you know. not quick or anything.
Well, that might not mean anything, man. Some people are just, like, really bad at that.
Yeah, but sometimes it's for, like, I mean, this is, you know, this is several days now.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are just bad at that. No? Okay. So what is it you're thinking?
Well, I'm thinking it could just be she's not really that interested anymore. I didn't feel that or, you know, or get that vibe when we were out. But, you know, I just want to see.
Okay. We will see. We're going to call Gwen, get her on the show. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Marty and Gwen, they met at a speed dating.
That is bonkers.
Which I just think of the speed dating that we had just heard about where people pitch their friends.
Which is, yeah.
And then that's like a pseudo speed dating
event. Makes me
think
there's potential to, you know.
That we should get involved with this.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. It's going to depend how this ends, I guess. But everything was going really well until it wasn't. Classic second date update scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to get Gwen on the phone and figure out, was it because Marty wasn't as creative with his date? Maybe could have picked something
right.
A little bit better. This free date could be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have her lined up. Hey, is this Gwen?
Yeah, it is. Hi,
Gwen. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. We wanted to call you today and offer you this date night package that we give away here. So it's like a neat little thing, okay? You get to pick whatever you want to do, wherever you go. We pay for everything.
Okay. I'm sorry. What is this?
So you won something from our radio show, Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
And that something is a date night, like a night out.
Yeah, it's like choose your own adventure kind of, right?
Exactly.
Oh, is this from that...
Not really. Someone entered you to win this, okay? You did meet him speed dating, but it's not because of the speed dating. Or I guess it actually...
Slightly.
Doesn't matter. Do you remember Marty?
Marty? I remember him. Why?
So he's the guy who entered you.
Okay.
Right.
So the way this works is we give you the night out, but you have to agree to go on that date with Marty.
Yes. So how does that hit you?
I mean, I don't know if I just have questions about really if we're compatible, honestly.
That makes sense. Yeah, no, that's a very valid concern. Can we ask what you think the problem is?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm his type, like, as a woman.
Okay. What do you mean?
Yeah, because I am one. Like, I'm a woman. I don't know if it's not...
Think he might be into...
What? What the f*** are you talking about? You might be into Gwen?
Is that who I think it is?
It is. It is.
It's Marty.
Marty. Yeah. He's been on the other line.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't think you should have started with that?
I mean...
Whoops.
Right. Regardless, here we are. So Marty, based on your reaction, you're not...
No, I'm not into dudes. I mean, I'm not. I mean, hell no. But look, I mean, I have gay friends. There's nothing wrong with what
of course
that is. I mean, but seriously,
understood.
Like, what the hell, Gwen? I mean, where did that come from?
Okay, well, we went out and it was fun, but I just found it a little weird that on the way to dinner, you were listening to Beauty and the Beast. You were listening to the Beauty and the Beast soundtrack. I didn't dwell on it because I figured you can't be judged by your playlist shuffle, right?
Definitely not.
But
in conversation, you mentioned you're looking forward to your trip next month and that it's to Disney World.
Awesome.
And I thought, I don't remember him telling me that he had kids. And that's when you told me that you're going with your mom again, because it's something that you do every year. And
every year,
you know, you go to Disney to spend like a week with your mom at Disney. And I just,
what's the problem? Like, I've been doing this with my mom like since I was in high school.
You have a problem with Disney World.
That's
you have a problem with Disney World.
No, not necessarily. Like, I think it's a little sad that they don't go do anything else. I mean, I stalked his Instagram, and it's all they do. I mean, there's pictures going back, like, forever, basically back to, like, pimples and brace face days. So, on one hand, it's cute, and I'm glad that he has a good relationship with his mom, but, I mean, they go hard. It's a bit much for me. I mean, I'm talking matching custom family T-shirts and...
Gotcha.
It's like Disney obsessed.
Okay.
I'm not really, I don't know, into that.
What part of that made you think that I was like into God?
All of it. I don't know. I think that's the natural conclusion after finding out something like that. I mean, like, minus catching you actually with a guy, that's about as clear cut as it gets. So
really?
You're a Disney dude. Like, there just aren't straight Disney men. Like, I don't know.
What are you talking about? Like, that's the natural conclusion. I mean, like, what? It's 2024. I mean, like, have you been out of your, like, misinformed bubble and, like, gone out into the world? I mean, there's, like, a lot of guys that are into Disney, a lot of adults. I mean, it's what we grew up on. It's being kids. It's nostalgia. And Jesus, it's fun. I mean, you know, you go and you like, drink your way around the world. You go to Epcot Food and Wine Festival. I mean,
yes.
And Disney has, like, marathons and runs and all sorts of grown-up. I mean, yeah, we do, like, the shirts and the ears and, you know, that's dorky, but it's just fun.
Y'all do the ears, too?
I love that.
Yeah,
boy, you go all out.
I mean, like, when in Rome, I mean, and God knows. I mean, I'm paying for it. I might as well soak it all in. You feel me?
Understood.
No, like, if this is what you're into, I think you just have to be prepared to answer some uncomfortable questions, because this is going to be a red flag for women. Or anyone, literally anyone. It's just not a good look, and you kind of need to grow the f*** up, Peter Pan.
Okay. Whoa. So, no dates, but Marty, enjoy the trip, man.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, send us some pics.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank y'all for being
yeah,
here
I will.
Today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.